The Office of Management and Budget, a couple of weeks ago, issued its shared services strategy, and that strategy touches IT, something the government spends $80 billion a year on. However, it left many in industry asking what their role is in this whole thing. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller tells us how OMB is trying to clarify how the shared services puzzle all fits together and joins us now. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So what about the strategy was so unclear to contractors?
Well, I think when OMB issued it in early May, there was very little mention of industry or where contractors actually fit in this effort. In fact, I did a word search just yesterday when I was looking at the 17-page document, and there was no mention of the word vendor. There was one mention of the word contractor. So it was really a strategy that was focused on the agencies, really for the most part. And I think that caused a lot of questions from vendors. They were expecting, I think, something more similar to what came from the former shared services effort under the Bush administration, known as the lines of business. Now, OMB let vendors become shared service providers or centers of excellence under that initiative, and they could actually bid on individual solicitations. Now, Tim Young is a senior manager with Deloitte Federal Services and a former OMB official. He says the new strategy is more about changing the culture of agencies and industry than changing technology.
There doesn't seem to be clarity, in my view, as to how the strategy, however, will be executed and institutionalized. In essence, how will it be enforced government-wide for consistency?
And it's really that consistency that Young is really talking about that is got to be part of the incentives or disincentives for vendors to be willing participants. Now, if industry doesn't see or really doesn't understand its role, institutionalizing those shared services, it's just not going to happen.
Now, a couple of OMB officials appeared on a panel yesterday for industry. There were people from government and industry there. What did they say that they're to explain industry's role in the whole shared services picture?
I think that panel was moderated by someone who we know well. You did a very nice job, Mr. Temin.
Thank you.
I think there are a couple of things that came out definitely of the lunch panel from yesterday, and I think it's started to give industry some more clarity. Now, unlike the former lines of business initiatives, where there were public and private shared sector providers of these shared services, OMB says we're not going to differentiate between the two. Scott Bernard is the federal chief architect at OMB.
There's a figure, I think it's on page 4, of a shared service major roles, and you've got managing partner. You've got consumers, and yes, those are agencies. They have to be because there's an acquisition piece of this and a budget piece to this. But in the middle is the role of supplier. And it's my opinion that in many cases, not all, but many cases, the supplier role will be filled by an industry provider. There's an increased emphasis on shared service approaches to commodity IT, support IT, and mission IT. As we do more in the shared service sector, there's, I think, an increase of opportunity for industry.
Now, Bernard says vendors need to look holistically at the opportunities to provide shared services, not just in the context of what contract do they have today and what will that contract look like tomorrow. And because of that, now relationships with the government and industry will be much different. In fact, Bernard said Stephen Van Roekel's office, the federal CIO, is going to be working more closely with the Office of Federal Procurement Policy to develop a contracting template, or really a new approach, to give agencies more agility to opt in and opt out of contracts. Bernard says the worst thing is for an agency to get tied into a poorly performing contractor and there's no way to get out. Now, Andrew McMahon is the portfolio stat lead for OMB. He says not only is OMB agnostic about who provides those shared services, but really the new technologies that's been coming out is such a big game changer. He goes, over the last 3 or 4 years, that's part of the reason there's more opportunities for vendors.
Within the technology space right now, we have a unique opportunity where we're presented with new technologies, cloud computing, APIs, web services, where we can provide shared services and not lock ourselves into a solution that is a prescribed set of requirements for every single agency. The sharing does not have to occur at the service level. It can occur at the platform or infrastructure level as well. And so I think some of the challenges that we had in past with shared services was with that requirements piece right there. And I think with new technologies, with more agile technologies, we'll be able to overcome some of those challenges.
Now, Bernard says agencies will have to use their portfolio stat sessions. This was actually, in a sense, a precursor to the shared services strategy that came out about a month before. to figure out what is their core mission, what can be so-called outsourced either to a public or the private sector.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Now, as it is wont to do, the OMB comes out with these strategies, and there's always a lot of future deadlines in them. So what should agencies and contractors be looking for over the next 6, 12, or 18 months as this strategy plays out?
Well, over the next 4 months, they have a ton of specific deadlines to hit. But interestingly enough, the first deadline was actually back in March, when agencies had to tell OMB what two shared services they would migrate to by December 31st of this year. Now, Bernard said OMB did receive every agency's plans, but OMB had to go back to some agencies because some agencies already submitted shared services that they had already moved to. And Bernard said, no, that's not going to work for us. You need new shared services. And others just offered ideas that maybe just wasn't what OMB was quite looking for. Bernard said about in a month or two, OMB will make that list of agency functions to be migrated to a shared service public, which I think there's a lot of interest from vendors in as well. Now, beyond that first March deadline, there's a host of other new deadlines starting at the end of this month, May, when agencies must submit what they're calling a high-level portfolio survey. Basically, it's a survey of their internal lines of business where opportunities exist for potential consolidation to a shared service provider. Again, OMB's McMahon describes the next set of deadlines.
The June 15th deadline is for the commodity IT indicators. We're asking agencies to submit a draft plan to consolidate commodity IT. Looking out 3 years, by June 29th, we'll hold all of the meetings with agencies in July, and a final plan will be due to OMB on August 31st. We expect this to be a recurring annual process, and we expect agencies to, you know, evaluate where they were the year before so that they can measure where they are in the current year and point towards becoming a more mature, you know, enterprise as they manage their IT portfolio.
Now, McMahon says the portfolio sessions really are the key piece to making the shared service effort a bigger success. The sessions are going to bring together the deputy secretaries, C-level executives, the chief financial officer, chief human capital officer, chief acquisition officer, and, of course, CIO, to really discuss the opportunities and the direction of the agency. And McMahon says that inclusion of those CXOs and the deputy secretaries is really going to set this shared service work apart over previous attempts over the last few decades.
By elevating the conversation to the highest levels of the agency, and when I say that, I mean the deputy secretary, the official who's in charge of managing the operations of the agency, and you know, highlighting the inefficiencies, the duplication, and asking the agency to do the work, to take the steps to consolidate their and tighten the bolts in their own house, will be a really useful tool. Having a meeting with Steve and the other policy officials with OMB and the deputy secretaries and the C-level executives, that will be a really unique and amazing opportunity to bring visibility and show how IT can be used as a strategic asset. I think the deputy secretaries, once they see this work, they're going to be extremely excited about executing on it because it makes a lot of sense to do this work.
So right now, where we're at with the shared service strategy, agencies are obviously just in the beginning stages of this latest effort, and there's still a lot of questions that are out there. And I think part of that is adding some concern from industry. I think OMB is just starting to kind of be able to see where this is going. And I think that over time, meaning by the end of August, when those final consolidation, commodity IT consolidation plans are due, OMB will have OMB and agencies and vendors will have a much better view of where things are heading, what each role is, and how everything fits together. So I think there's going to be a little bit of a heartache, if you will, maybe some heart palpitations in the short term, but I think things will clarify toward the end of the summer.
But it sounds like the so-called portfolio stat sessions are going to force agencies to confront themselves with everything they're doing. And I think the implication yesterday was a lot of them don't know everything they're doing. You can't begin to consolidate it till you know the extent of what you are doing. Correct?
I think that's right on the money. I think that what OMB has seen through TechStat, through their other stat sessions, through the budget, is that there's a whole bunch of different projects that are ongoing, and there's not a connection between them. I think the last administration tried something similar when they had a business case that was for all the back office telecommunications type of services, and that was the first step toward that. I think this portfolio stat session is going to take a much broader view and even go into some mission critical areas.
And, of course, the point of all of this to end duplication and share services is to save money so agencies can do other things. Was OMB able to give any kind of estimate or metric of what they hope to save with all this?
Well, what's interesting is when that question was asked yesterday, it was very much a, well, we're not sure yet. We're still working on it. We're still looking at the baseline. And in fact, they pointed to some other agencies such as the Interior Department or VA who are a little bit ahead of other agencies when it comes to using the concept of a portfolio debt and doing consolidation and saying, you know, there's double-digit percentage savings in something, or if they look at USDA and talk about their email savings and their, I think there was a wireless contract and they went from 100 contracts to 2, and they said that there's you know 30, 40, 50% worth of savings in there. So I think that that's another piece that's going to have to come from that portfolio of stat sessions is what are you spending now to get that baseline and how much do you think you can save through consolidation?
Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
And Jason, I just have one quick question before we let you go. I can't believe that agencies actually thought OMB wouldn't notice if they submitted plans for things that they already did.
Well, remember, the IT passback language, which is something that they give to, OMB gives to agencies during the budget season, that just said, you know, which two are you going to submit to? Which two shared service providers or shared services are you going to migrate to? There was no – the direction was not very clear. So probably an agency probably said, well, we've already done one, so let's just submit that one. So it's not so out of bounds, I guess, only in the fact that if they can make their lives a little easier because there's a lot of mandates that come down from OMB, they probably thought this was a potential easier path.